www.thebrainfarm.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're broadcasting from the Chicago Hard Asset Conference. I have a regular guest on the show with me right now and a good friend, Ron Hara, Hara Research, LLC. He writes some pretty good stuff, I have to tell you. Ron, I have a question for you. Number of people are saying run as far away from the stock market as you can, run as far away from the resource sector as you possibly can. Big Al doesn't agree with that. What does Ron Hara say?
Well, I don't agree with that either. I think there is a lot of fear in the market regarding a potential banking crisis or even hyperinflation of the U.S. dollar, which I think is somewhat unlikely in the near term. And that's one of the issues. Also, in the resource sector, the stocks have been really beaten down over the summer, and a lot of retail investors and also funds early on pulled out, basically. And the low valuations of these stocks, although, you know, it's paradoxical in the sense that you'd think that, you know, low valuations would bring investors back in. But the reality is that it's a very small sector. And so what needs to happen is for the metals prices to rise significantly, and that actually will bring both institutions and retail investors back in.
I have to tell you, I don't agree with that. As this discussion kind of progresses today, I'm going to take a look at some stocks and see how they are doing. When I looked this morning, interestingly enough, virtually 95% of my and my wife's portfolio was up from the levels that they were trading, I would say, 3 to 6 months ago. I'm looking for this to continue. You know, it's funny, Ron. I remember back in 2008 and 2009, people were telling us that we were crazy to be buying resource stocks. And, you know, it sure looked like we were. But you know what? 2010, when we took all our money off the table, was the best year we've ever had in our careers. I look for that to happen again.
Yeah, I think that was good timing. And I think when you look at the lows that we saw, especially in May of this year, specifically in the middle of May, that was the biggest spread, I think, between the metals stocks and the prices of metals that we've seen since 2008. So that obviously is a signal that the stocks are undervalued. And you have to believe that at some point the actual producers of these resources are going to be worth something again. And especially if the metals prices move higher, which is what's happening right now, there can't be any question. I mean, as the spread continues to grow, the value proposition just gets stronger. The only question is whether or not the metals prices will stay high. And with all the QE that's going on, I mean, both unlimited bond buying in Europe by the ECB and now with Bernanke's QE3 plan, which, by the way, is $600 billion just like QE2 was. I mean, he described it as $40 billion a month, but, of course, if you do the math, it's exactly $600 billion just like QE2. So with that kind of monetization, there really can't be any doubt that metals prices, I mean, precious metals, will continue to rise and will remain strong.
You know, here's an interesting question for you. In terms of QE3, QE2, QE1, all the rest of this monetary easing, quantitative easing, I guess is a better way to put it, a lot of our listeners, Ron, are saying, you know, that's the only reason that gold is going up in price. And ever since the Fed came out with this QE3 thing, you know, buying mortgage paper, etc., they think that that's the panacea. They think that is the end-all, be-all for gold. Man, I think that's only one factor. There are so many factors in our camp right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I do agree with that. And the reason is that, you know, QE3 is really not just about buying mortgage-backed securities, because it's not just the Fed doing it. Also, you know, QE3 is a better plan than QE2 was, because in QE2, buying treasuries in the open market allowed liquidity to flow into all kinds of other assets and markets. The problem there, of course, is that caused inflation. It was linked to the Arab Spring and so forth. And, of course, we're expecting higher food prices anyway because of the drought in the Midwest. But it's not just a U.S. problem. It's not just the Fed. It's the Bank of England, and it's the ECB, and it's the Bank of Japan, and it's actually the SNB, the Swiss National Bank, too, because they've pegged the euro, the franc to the euro. So the problem is really global currency debasement. That is the problem. And so real assets ultimately must rise. It's not the case that all the money is going to just be contained within the banking system. That's false. And certainly on a worldwide basis, that cannot be true.
You know, here's an interesting question that you might think, well, now you're not going to think this, but some people might think this is kind of coming out of left field. But, you know, the situation right now, I maintain, let me back up just a second, I maintain that there is a strong correlation between political events, economic events, and investing. Okay, I think there's a strong correlation there. And I don't think the best is yet to come, or the worst, I guess, is a better way to put it. The worst is yet to come out of the Middle East. And I think that's going to have also a very positive impact on precious metals. You agree?
Well, I can't disagree. I mean, the Middle East situation is just a tinderbox right now. And I think we just saw with this flap about the YouTube video that, you know, it is extremely volatile. The tensions have never been higher, and we haven't even seen the higher food prices that we could expect at the end of this year or in early 2013. And so we can only predict further unrest.
No, I would agree with that. And I think that I think that anybody who disagrees really isn't watching the what I would call credible media, not conventional media, but the credible media. What exactly is Ron Hara doing right now? What are you writing about in your great newsletter?
Well, right now I'm working on a piece called Countdown to Crisis. That's just the working title. And what I'm looking at is what are the scenarios for breakdowns in the system? And I mean in the banking system, in the economy, and especially with respect to the dollar. I cover the dollar very closely. So the question being is, what is the timeline to when another crisis will occur? Not if, but really when. And so when you look at the hyperinflation scenario, it's ultimately the fiscal situation that will drive that. But not, I don't believe, until further out, looking at, for example, John Williams' hyperinflation special report, which I highly recommend anyone to read. And that basically just uses gap accounting, and it predicts essentially when you're going to have a problem with the math for the federal budget and federal debt. And that is a timeline that's further out. And with respect to a collapse of confidence in the dollar domestically, you know, outside the banking system and Wall Street and of course, government deficit spending, the domestic economy continues to be in basically a deflationary environment. I mean, there's really not much lending from, you know, to consumers or to small businesses. So, you know, if prices are rising, I'll say a modest amount, 5 to 10%, which, you know, that's high inflation, but it's not enough to trigger hyperinflation. And at the same time, money is scarce because there's not much lending into the real economy. It's hard to see how you could have a collapse of the dollar in that sense from a domestic standpoint.
You know, I'd have to agree with that. It's interesting when people talk about, you know, the countdown to the cliff, for lack of better terms. Typically, if I'm not mistaken, the date given is December 31st, okay? Because, you know, as of January 1st, the whole thing is going to roll over. You're going to have the big tax, you know, the tax increases you're going to have on and on and on. Supposedly, it's going to really, really put a real crimp, and that's putting it very generously, in the economy. I think, personally, depending on the outcome of the November elections, I would be surprised if some of the events that are predicted to occur the first of 2013 may very well not occur. What do you think the odds of that are?
Well, I would agree with that. I think, you know, the coming and going of the year 2012 will most likely be a relative non-event. I mean, one thing about these sort of inevitable, you know, market forces or the, you know, inexorable course of history is that, first of all, it sort of presupposes that things happen in a natural, predictable way, like free markets. Well, we don't precisely have free markets. We have interventions in the markets. So anything that you think might happen because it should happen in a freely traded market, that is no guarantee of what will actually happen. And secondly, there's a question of what the time scale is. So, I mean, I always like to use a geology as an example. So, well, on a geological time scale, a million years really isn't very long. So with respect to the world reserve currency and what you might call the American empire, you know, a year isn't very long. So what are the odds that the dollar could collapse, for example, just this particular year? It's very unlikely, really, because the unwinding of something as vast as the dollar, as the world reserve currency, that is something that most likely will take decades to occur.
And that is a very good point. And there you hear what Ron Hara says to those folks who are saying run as far away from the markets as you can. And I got to tell you, I'm hot on his heels because in not running away from the markets, because I don't think we're going to have the type of problem that some people are predicting. Time will tell. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 21st, 2012. Gold opens this morning at $1,774.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,817.95, $908.97 for a half ounce, or $454.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,817.95, $908.97, and $454.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Got an old friend with me here at the Chicago Hard Asset Conference, Marin Katusa. Marin is a guy who, bluntly speaking, my wife and I are simply in love with Marin and his wife. Two of the nicest people in the business. Aside from that, they're two of the brightest people in the business. Marin and I were chatting a little bit off the air. We were talking about kind of the topic du jour in his mind anyway, and you know what that is? Coal.
Thanks, Al. I think people have to realize that the coal market in general has taken such a beating. You know, I've been writing for 18 months that be patient, the coal markets are going to have to correct, and they have. I was on BNN on Tuesday, that's on their website, September the 17th, basically stating, you know, what I've been talking about for the last 18 months has now happened. Companies like Teck, which is the second largest producer of metallurgical coal in the world, has pretty much had a 50% correction. But more importantly, it's where the met coal prices have gone. These were plus $300 per ton last year. The most recent trade was done at $140 per ton. So what does this mean for the coal sector? It means that most of these juniors' deposits are not economic. Be very careful on what you own. For example, thermal coal in North America has to compete with this huge glut of natural gas because of the success of the shale gas sector. Is that going to change anytime soon? No. And permitting a thermal coal mine is very difficult. Eight mines have just shut down by Alpha that were all thermal coal. They can't make money on it. On top of that, anything in the U.S. in the Appalachian Basin is shipping mainly to Europe or its domestic demand. Again, the Europeans are not buying the coal because the steel's not being produced. And in the U.S., the economy is slowing down. So the demand for met coal, which is used in the steel production, is not there. So companies cannot produce the material for what it's selling for. The cure for that, the cure for low prices is low prices, but it's going to take time. And we're still going to see lower coal prices for the next 4 or 5 months. At that point, we're going to relook at the market. Now, when you look at the Canadian markets like a Teck or the hard coking coal, all of the Canadian coal or the West Coast coal goes on the Pacific Coast to Asia. That also, just this past week, and I'm shocked it's not more in the market, has taken a huge hit on its price. Teck cannot make money at these prices. This is very alarming for the coal market, and you will see lower prices in the future. So, this is very good situation for investors looking to invest in the sector, and I think between 3 to 6 months we will find the best coal stocks, the lowest cost producers trading at even a discount to its prices. So pick right and sit tight.
You're the energy guy pretty much for KC Research, and I think it's very appropriate that you are talking about coal right now. You know, coal has kind of a bad rap in the United States among certain individuals. You know, they talk about it being unclean. They talk about it being something we want to do away with. I mean, in the Northwest, where we live anyway, there are signs all over, don't allow a coal port into the area around Ferndale, etc. I think coal has really personally gotten a bad rap, Marin. How about you?
Definitely has. Coal is the one commodity that has quietly produced almost half of America's electricity generation. So it's easy to bash something that has been so successful and so stable and reliable. It's a baseload power. Now, all these same people are talking about green energy, windmills, solar panels. Are they willing to spend 5 times more on the electricity bill? Most likely not. The reality is coal is here to stay. The beauty of this is the growing economy. You look at Asia, India. India had it's the world's largest ever blackout, was because they couldn't get enough coal. And yet coal is trading at its lowest prices in this cycle. This is good for us who are the investors, because if you want to buy cheap and make a lot of money, these are the type of markets you do so.
You know, I had a friend a number of years ago begin to talk to me about coal mining situations in Mongolia, for example. And his rationale for investing in some of those situations over there was it's the greatest place to be if you're supplying arguably one of the largest demands for coal, which is mainland China. How do you feel about that specifically?
When it comes to feeding mainland China, my opinion is there's a lot of thermal coal in the world. If you're going to invest in thermal coal to sell to China, be very careful, because China has a lot of thermal coal and it can get cheap coal from Mongolia. I like to focus on what China needs, and that's metallurgical coal, and North America is the Saudi Arabia of metallurgical coal. So for the electricity generation of China or India, the thermal coal is being supplied domestically or within Mongolia. Thermal coal in India is coming from outside Australia and all that. So be very careful on why are you investing in the coal sector. And I would stay focused, if you're investing in North America, for met coal.
I'm under the impression with the energy situation right now, I agree with you that I don't think the demand for coal is going to go away. Coal has been around for a long time. Coal in certain sectors of society does have a bad rap, but that certainly is not what I would call a very meaningful sector. I agree completely, Marin, with what you're saying about alternative energy sources. Yeah, alternative energy is great until people have to start writing checks for that alternative energy. And, you know, the demand for coal, in my opinion, I think is going to stay stable in the United States to increasing. How about you?
Once the economy of scale for clean coal does come in, it will increase. Unfortunately for thermal coal in the U.S. domestic demand, it is competing with the cheap shale gas. So in the near term, I do not see it going higher. In the long term, when the clean coal technologies come in and the governments bring it in law, then it will compete. Until then, I'd like to stick with met coal because there's no global competitors to the hard coking coal quality of the BC coal. And that's why I like Teck so much. But I think we're going to get it a lot cheaper.
You know, I think we probably are too. I can't disagree with that. What are your views in general on other aspects of the energy sector right now? And I guess we know how you feel about alternative energy. You get no disagreement with me on that one. Let's talk a little bit about your feelings about the future of oil prices.
Sure. I think oil is definitely going to be going higher in the long run. In the near term, you're always going to see these flash crashes or, you know, political manipulations, what's going on in Iran. Don't lose focus in the day-to-day trading of oil. Natural gas in North America is going to stay low. Stay away from the dry gas producers. Uranium is going to do very well. Remember the Russians, the HEU agreement's ending next year, and I think you'll see a big pop in uranium next year. So those are the ones to really keep your portfolio exposed to.
I think uranium represents the future. Even the environmentalists are saying, you know, atomic energy is very definitely a green source. It's something that we now endorse highly and long-term represents the future of energy supply in the world. Marin, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This program is being produced in its entirety from the Chicago Hard Asset Conference. If you're in the Chicago area, please do drop by on Saturday. If you're not, think real seriously about attending the show next year. It is a great venue, and they've got some great speakers here. George Brown is with me right now. George is an old friend. We've known each other for, believe it or not, almost 10 years now, going back to the days when we were doing registrations. George is a successful resource company executive, okay? He is the president of a company called Cache. We are investors in Cache, president of another company that we'll be chatting about. But what I wanted to talk about with George more than the companies he's involved in, because we will be updating you on those this coming week, is I wanted him to give you his perspective of what's going on in the resource sector of the stock market right now, coming from the perspective of an executive in that particular industry. I, as you know, am pretty bullish. I think now represents a good buying opportunity. That's not investment advice. That's simply what Kathy and I are doing right now. You know, agree or disagree, that's what our actions are, and I'm certainly not telling you what to do. George, a lot of people are pretty down on what's happening in the resource sector right now. I'm really not. How about you?
Obviously, we believe in the commodities that we're searching for. All the commodities that we're looking for are at historical good highs. Gold, silver for McMillan. Heavy rare earths are still trading at very good prices. So it's a bit of a surprise that money is actually very hard to come by for small companies. Cache has a bit of an advantage because it's flow through. In Canada, you're allowed to get a tax break. But for McMillan, it's a hard battle. Someone just last week told me that a broker from Vancouver told me that over half the companies on the TSX Venture have less than $250,000 in their treasury. that's a situation across hundreds of companies. There's just a resistance right now by the investing public to get actively involved. They seem to be watching on the sidelines, waiting for something to happen to guide them. On the insider, the economics of what we're looking for are there and strong and very bullish.
I think personally it's a great time for the individual investor, because I think personally, as other people have brought out on the show, that as commodity prices increase, the interest in the small companies, the junior exploration companies, is also going to increase, and I think that the volumes will increase. And on the next step, obviously, is that at that point, more of the funds will be able to, you know, come in and invest. Right now, in some of the companies that have relatively small floats, and in some of the companies that are so undervalued, right? Well, undervalued is the wrong. I believe they're undervalued, but a better way to put it is, because of some of the depressed share prices, it's really difficult for a fund to come in and take a meaningful position in a company, because sure, they could buy all the stock they wanted, but in terms of liquidity, the liquidity would be a problem for them.
Yeah, liquidity is a huge problem right now. And any company, the funds made a decision a few years back to get out of anything that wasn't paying a dividend or not making a profit, which excludes a lot of exploration companies. In making that decision, they have been selling like large lots of stock at whatever few companies did have liquidity. So for years they've been punishing any companies that are liquid. If you do trade stock, there's been stock to be had being fed in the market.
Oh, I would agree 100%. You know, it's interesting, but I think I mentioned earlier in the show that our total portfolio vis-a-vis the resource sector is doing rather well right now compared to where the prices were, let's say, 4 to 6 months ago. I would have to say that, with one exception, all of our companies are in the green compared to where they were 4 to 6 months ago. Now, as our listeners are aware, I'm a real believer in diversification, and Kath and I have 25% of our assets right now in real estate. We're not doing well at all in real estate. One of our homes is on the market, and we'll probably take a 25 to 30% bath on that particular place. Does that make me happy? Not particularly. It doesn't, obviously. The conventional market, which we're invested in primarily through Kathy's portfolios, is doing just fine right now. But I'm looking for the real big gains over the next 1 to 2 years to be in the resource sector that we're involved in.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of time before the institutions are sitting on cash. That's not going to last forever. The returns they're getting on bonds is non-existent. It's going to be a feast or famine. I think when they realize that it's no longer time to sit on the sidelines and start putting the money back in equities, it's going to be a rush to equities. The dollar amount of cash that's been sitting sidelines is very large.
Oh, it's huge. Let me ask you this, George. You're from Toronto. I mean, Al and Kathy live out in the sticks. You know, we're 25, 30 minutes from the closest grocery store, and that's assuming you're going 50 miles an hour. We don't have a lot of exposure to big cities right now. Now, Toronto, where you live, is arguably one of the most important centers for publicly traded mining companies in the world, not just North America, but in the world. What's the general consensus there? I mean, you're in this every single day. What are people saying?
Oh, the Toronto markets are actually doing very well in Toronto. The one thing you mentioned, real estate in Toronto is still booming. It's a bit odd to see compared to, you know, turn on the TV and pick up the paper and see what's happening just south of the border. But the real estate market in Toronto is incredible. Toronto is similar to Vancouver right now.
That's interesting. How about the feeling, for lack of better terms, within the brokerage community, the analytical community, et cetera? I mean, you're an integral part of that. How are people feeling? Optimistic, pessimistic, or noncommittal?
I think the overlying is people are getting a little very tired of hearing every day, if the market's up a notch, it's Europe. If it's down a notch, it's Europe. It's just like, it's an after-the-fact hindsight. I mean, every day, Europe's the reason why, being blamed for why we're up a notch or down a notch. I don't personally believe it. I think that what exists in Europe exists. It has to be dealt with. But it should not be why gold was up a dollar today, down two tomorrow. That's just too narrow a view of the world economy.
I agree 100%. I mean, certainly the European situation is an important factor from a causative standpoint. But again, there are so many other things at stake there. I mean, at the risk of beating a dead horse, you look at all the gold buying and gold production that's occurring in China, et cetera. I personally think right now that people are talking about one specific input because they really don't. We're in uncharted waters. People don't even. I don't think most people know what to think right now.
Yeah, people are worried. They don't know like that what happened to Greece, what's happening in Spain, Portugal. How far will it spread? Will they stop it? Once they stop it, like how long will it take to return to a healthy economy? But my personal opinion is that as long as India and China are growing the way they are, the world economy is going to continue to grow at a good pace. The financial problems that have been caused by the financial institutions have to be resolved, but they're not going to stop the world growth of the economy.
You know, I would agree 100%. You know, it's funny. Those of us who live in North America, whether it's in the United States or Canada, we get to be a little, you know, narrow-minded sometimes, and we think that, you know, we're the prettiest baby in the nursery and everything is totally dependent on us. Everything to an extent is dependent on the United States, but you know what? It's very, very dependent on other parts of the world also. So I think to look at the world's economy just in terms of what's going on in North America, I think I personally think it's a real mistake. Now, just to kind of wrap this up, in terms of what you're doing with Macmillan and Cache, you're remaining pretty active.
Oh, yeah. We've just finished a drill program in Mexico with Macmillan. We'll have results out next week, and for probably a few weeks after that, we're going to be out looking for more money to resume drilling as soon as the rainy season's over. Our search for a deposit is value-driven. We think that is the greatest value bump in an exploration company is on discovery, and that's what we're out to try to do.
And I'll bet you do it. No guarantees. That's a forward-looking statement. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Paul Van Eden.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. Virtually all of the show has originated from the Chicago Hard Asset Conference, which is taking place as you listen, you folks, on the airwaves anyway, at McCormick Place in Chicago. Got an old friend with me right now, Paul Van Eden. Paul, I think, is one of the most intelligent guests that come on our show. We've got a huge universe of guests. In terms of observations, insights, he's right near the top, if not at the top. Paul is bullish on America, and here is why.
Thanks, Al, and you're absolutely correct. I am bullish on America, and it's really very simple. There are four basic inputs that we need for economic activity. We need labor, we need energy, we need raw materials, and we need financial capital. And when I look at the United States right now, I see high unemployment rates. But a high unemployment rate really is just telling me that we've got ample available labor. So in terms of high unemployment and the future of America, I see that as a positive. I see that as a resource that is going to get tapped. In terms of financial capital, in the United States right now, we have record low interest rates. In fact, I believe we've got the lowest interest rates ever in the U.S., certainly maybe coming off the very bottom. But what low interest rates mean is that we've got available capital at a very low cost. Well, that's two down. Let's keep going. We are in a bear market for raw materials, for base metals. If you look at the prices of things like nickel, aluminum, lead, and zinc, these markets are in a bear market. So raw materials are inexpensive. They're, you know, much less expensive than they were around 2007, 2008. And then finally, energy. The United States is experimenting with horizontal drilling and hydrofracking. And the result of that is gas prices falling from over $10 a million BTU to around $2-$3 a million BTU, which are the same prices gas were maybe 15, 20 years ago. And as a result of the low natural gas price, the consumption of oil to generate electricity is down over 70%. The consumption of coal to generate electricity is down almost 10%. And the consumption of gas to generate electricity is up over 25%. But more importantly, since 2008, wholesale electricity prices are down 50%, 50%, meaning the United States has probably the lowest wholesale electricity prices in the developed world. So let's recap real quickly. We've got available capital, available pool of labor. We've got low raw materials prices. We've got available capital at low cost of financial capital. And we've got record low electricity prices. Al, to me, this is all very, very bullish. The United States economy is absolutely primed for growth.
Okay, but here's an interesting question right now. We are approaching a $16 trillion deficit. The balance sheet of the United States, the income statement of the United States, represent a company that neither you or I would invest in. They're so bad. I can't speak for you, but I wouldn't invest in a company like this. Now, there are solutions. You know, there is no problem out there that doesn't have a solution. Okay? Bernanke is saying, well, the solution for the United States is continued quantitative easing. Okay? I like your approach better. We talked about what could be done in the U.S. to solve this problem. I like what you're saying more than perhaps what some of the politicians are saying, Paul.
Thanks, Al. That's a very kind compliment. And to recap for the audience what you and I were talking about, I don't think that the debt is a problem that cannot be addressed. It's not going to be pleasant to address it. And do not look at your political leaders to address the problem, because they will absolutely, categorically never address the issue. But the market will. What happens when you have too much debt is that the cost of borrowing goes up. What that basically means is interest rates go up. Now, why haven't interest rates gone up yet? Well, two reasons. First of all, Europe is in worse shape than the United States. So if you were a pension fund or an insurance company and you had to buy debt assets to match your liabilities, you'd probably rather buy U.S. debt than European debt. And that's put a bid under the U.S. bond market, which has prevented U.S. interest rates from going up. The other reason why U.S. interest rates are not going up is because the Fed is engaged in a program called Operation Twist, whereby they sell shorter-term treasuries to buy longer-dated treasuries and thereby keeping the medium to longer-term interest rates lower. Now, what will happen in reality? I said the politicians won't fix this, but the market will. There will come a time when the buyers of debt will demand higher interest rates. If at the time the Fed is still engaged in Operation Twist, they will be able to delay the onset of the rise in interest rates, but not forever, because ultimately the cost to the Fed of fighting the market will become too high, and the interest rates will start rising. And that for the United States will be a good thing, not a bad thing. I say it's a good thing because when interest rates go up and your borrowing costs go up, the U.S. population is going to do the intelligent and rational thing. They're going to cut down on their excessive consumption. And when they cut down on their consumption, they will turn from net borrowers to net producers. And that will be fantastic for the U.S. economy, the U.S. population, and frankly, for the rest of the world. So do I believe that the debt is a problem? Yes. I believe all debt can be problematic. Do I believe that the U.S. has too much debt? Yes. Do I think it's an insurmountable problem? Absolutely not. I think it's a problem that the market is going to address, and the U.S. population, being that they're well-educated and they're a can-do society, is going to do the rational and intelligent thing, consume less, produce more.
Paul and I had this conversation back in, oh gosh, probably 2006, 2007, and my wife Kathy and I listened very closely to what Paul was saying as we were discussing this subject at a show, and guess what we did? We got out of debt, and that was very, very good advice that we took from him. Life is a whole lot simpler today because of that. Paul, I'm looking at some of the numbers right now. Gold on the futures market is up $5.20 an ounce. The Dow, as we're recording right now, is up about 26 points. The S&P is up $3. NASDAQ is up, It's up about 12.83. That's a sign, in my mind, whether you look at the precious metals prices or whether you look at the conventional stock markets, that's a sign, in my mind, of investors who are standing on the sidelines and they're not really sure what to do. Comments on that?
Yes, I believe that there are a lot of investors who don't know what to do. I suspect, you know, a lot of the world is in that position. And, you know, on the one hand, we can look at this very simplistically and say, well, the Federal Reserve announced QE3. We know exactly what to do. We should be buying gold hand over fist and be very afraid of future inflation. But I don't think it's quite as simple as that, because if I measure U.S. monetary inflation very accurately on a weekly basis, and until now, I don't think that U.S. monetary inflation has been in danger at danger levels. Now, QE3 can change that, but until we see QE3 dramatically change the U.S. monetary inflation rate, I am going to be cautious about jumping on the gold bandwagon, because I still think right now, today, gold is very overpriced, and therefore there's a risk in being in the long gold trade. I guess it's a short way of saying it's a little bit more complicated than just jumping on the QE3 bandwagon. But, you know, the future will tell us what it is. I don't know how to predict the future.
Do you think the election in November is going to bring people from the sidelines onto the playing field? Who knows?
I have no idea.
You don't have any idea, and I don't have any idea. I personally don't see any difference between the two candidates, but it is what it is. Paul, tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
I'm still basically just an investor, Al. I spend most of my time trying to find investment opportunities. My background is investing in mineral exploration, and I continue to do that. Regardless of whether I'm bullish or bearish on the commodities, if I invest in a early stage mineral exploration company that happens to make a discovery, there's a wealth creation step that can be very pleasant to be a participant of, and that's what I'm doing. Now, when I'm bearish, I have much more cash in my portfolio. When I'm bullish, I have much less cash in my portfolio. But throughout the cycle, I try to temper my own greed and fear so that I'm never 100% in cash or 100% without cash.
There you have it from one of the smartest guys in our business. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the show. Big Al's going to be back with you on the weekend edition next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.